For more than 6 years, New York Times Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter and author James Risen has been the target of federal prosecutors for his refusal to disclose his sources. The Department of Justice has ordered Risen to testify against one of his alleged sources, former CIA agent Jeffrey Sterling, who is believed to have provided the journalist with confidential information regarding a failed CIA operation to sabotage Iran's nuclear weapons program, which was published in his 2006 book, State of War. Thus far, Risen has refused to cooperate with prosecutors and identify his source, stating that he would rather go to jail than give up everything he believes in. An article published on the front page of The Nation magazine on October 8th, titled "The Government War Against Reporter James Risen," examines the Obama administration's pattern of retaliating against independent journalists and whistleblowers, which the authors say undermines freedom of the press, an essential foundation for a healthy democracy. The article, written by Roots Action co-founder Norman Solomon and Marcy Wheeler, asserts that the prosecution of Risen and Sterling is designed to conceal controversial and embarrassing aspects of U.S. foreign policy from the American people and intimidate future government whistleblowers and journalists who would tell their stories. During 6 years of the Obama administration, whistleblower investigations, opened under the 1917 Espionage Act, is more than double the number of those conducted in all previous presidential administrations combined. In recent months, more than 100,000 people have signed a petition demanding that the federal government stop its prosecution of James Risen. Your reporter spoke with Norman Solomon, a former California congressional candidate and author and activist, who talks about why he believes the prosecution of James Risen constitutes a threat to all journalists and press freedom.
The public not only had a right to know, but a necessity to know the information that Risen published. And as we say at the close of our article, which I think really is for the first time a layout of these complicated interweaved stories all in one place, if the indictment is true and Jeffrey Sterling actually provided this vital information about a dangerous and botched CIA operation regarding nuclear weapons diagrams, then we owe Jeffrey Sterling a great debt of gratitude for serving as a whistleblower in the public interest. If the indictment is false and Jeffrey Sterling was not a source for this information in James Risen's book, then we also owe Jeffrey Sterling a debt of gratitude because everybody agrees that he went through channels to the Senate Intelligence Committee and met with two staffers to express his concern and provide information about this really reckless CIA operation. So no matter what, Jeffrey Sterling is being subjected to legal assault from the Justice Department for doing the right thing.
Norman, there's been some recent developments in the case that you wrote something about, and that had to do with the 60 Minutes interview with a former CIA and NSA director, Michael Hayden. He was asked about this case. What did he say?
Yes, well, Michael Hayden appeared on 60 Minutes, and I can quote him here. He's talking about the breach of classification of information and what was published about this, what was called Operation Merlin by the CIA vis-a-vis nuclear blueprints to Iran. And I'm quoting Michael Hayden on 60 Minutes. "That was a terrible thing to do. America will suffer because of that story," unquote. Well, that's pure unadulterated nonsense. There's no evidence that there was any harm done other than embarrassment to the United States government or the United States or anybody else by the publication of this information in James Risen's book. What we do know is that by sharing this information, the public learned more about just how dangerous the CIA operations were and how, frankly, dumb they were, harebrained, not well thought out, ill-conceived, to put it mildly. Ironically, there was a lot of damage to CIA operations during the Bush administration in Iran, and that damage was entirely self-inflicted, as we cite in our article, reported by Risen himself. So this is classic, where the government screws up, it does stuff that cannot withstand the light of day, It is botched, it is embarrassing, it is messed up, and often dangerous, and often, unfortunately, during the war on terror, murderous in terms of use of drones and so forth. And yet, rather than acknowledge any mistakes or moral failings whatsoever, the hierarchy of the CIA and the White House and so forth insist that we're supposed to blame whistleblowers for being truth tellers and now going after a journalist as well. And our article in The Nation talks about how this is a context of a full court press assault on investigative journalism as a whole in this country. And we certainly don't have time to go into all the details, but I'm very appreciative that this article in The Nation has the space to really spell this out in detail.
Norman, certainly the important core of this article and this campaign is press freedom and democracy. Tell our listeners what you believe is at stake in this case with James Rise and Jeffrey Sterling in terms of freedom of the press as it relates to national security issues and democracy overall.
Really essential is the capacity for journalists and the public to learn about and share information that is not provided by people in power. And if the Obama administration gets its way, then the public will learn almost nothing about foreign policy, about so-called national security matters, military actions. We will learn virtually nothing that people at the top of the government don't want us to know. And that's not the informed consent of the governed. That's the uninformed consent of the governed, which is the goal of this administration quite clearly, as Marcy Wheeler and I map out in the article in The Nation. And if we have the uninformed consent of the governed, then democracy's got nothing to do with it. It becomes simply government doing what it wants and the public just watching.
That was Norman Solomon, co-founder of RootsAction.org and author of War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death. Find links to Solomon's recent Nation magazine article on James Risen and related information by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.